turn it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Cash Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
All right, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. It's almost Christmas time. We're having busy streets, lots of shopping. We have a couple little helper guests in our midst today. We have Ray here from, yes, the Lone Whisperer. We have Alex from Happy Homes. And we also have Tony and Jimmy helping us out today.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
My day is going great today.
All right. That's great to hear. And I've heard you've been a really good boy. Santa's coming in a couple days, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes. So what is, like, your the thing you want the most for Christmas?
Well, I actually really wanted a new puppy.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So, do you already have dogs?
Yeah, that's what gave me the interest into getting my own puppy.
Oh, very cool. So you like to walk them and feed them?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Alex?
Tony's a good dog trainer. He gets them out of the kennels.
Yep.
And he runs them around the yard and throws things, and they bring it back. He feeds them. But we already have two beagles.
Oh.
We love our beagles.
Yeah. The floppy ears.
Yeah.
The third one would be a handful.
Sure. Yeah, that's why I'm planning on getting a puppy. So they won't cause that much trouble.
Well, what else do you want for Christmas?
Well, I do really, really want a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, a Nintendo Switch. So what does that one do?
Well, it's a game console, but the game console you can hold it like a phone, but it comes with two controllers on the sides.
Oh.
So you can play like Mario Kart, Mario Bros. And we can play any Nintendo game on Nintendo Switch.
Oh, so basically like two people can play it at the same time? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes, because there's two different Switches. You can play Minecraft.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Very cool. So I see you over here, Jimmy. Do you want to say anything? Yeah, come on over. So how is your day going today, honey?
It's going great.
All right.
Okay.
So what would you like for Christmas?
Why, I would like to have a...
Not sure yet?
Not sure.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's all right. There's a lot of things to choose from. So is there anybody that you guys would like to say hello to on the radio today?
Yes.
Say hi to your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Mom.
I would like to say hello with my best friend, Joseph.
Nice.
Well, hello, Joseph. Hopefully
hello,
you're
Joseph.
Having a Merry Christmas, too.
Yep. Yes.
Hi, Grandma Henin. Hope you have the greatest day.
Oh, what sweet little boys you are. I'm sure you're going to have a great Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we're so glad that you're here in the studio with us today. So, Ray, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you, Tammy. So blessed. So blessed. Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays. Enjoy yourselves. Be blessed. I've got everything I need. I'm glad I don't have everything I want.
Well, you look very Christmassy today.
I
love your hat. That's
thank
super
you.
Cute.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so Ray, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do as the Lone Whisperer?
Oh, thank you, Tammy. Yeah, I really love what I do as a trade, as a living, is I provide purchase mortgages for people so that they can get and buy homes. I do refinance. So that they can get a better term rate and sometimes get some money out of their house so they can do improvements, et cetera, maybe consolidation, pay off a car, a couple of credit cards, save themselves some money every month. I like saving money. How about you?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what we do. 727-512-0497, The Lone Whisperer.
All right. So, in the spirit of Christmas, we have a couple songs we would like to dedicate to the boys, Tony and Jimmy. So, Tony, how about you tell us what is your favorite song, and we're going to play it, and we're going to dedicate it to you and your family.
It is Jingle Bells.
All right.
And Frosty the Snowman.
Okay, we're going to play Jingle Bells, and this is dedicated to Tony and Alex at Happy Homes. Thanks so much for being with us today.
J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E V-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love
good job. up, guys. Mr. Beef back from you. All right.
Yeah, that was a great song.
That was a great song.
That was a great song.
Yes,
what's
and you guys.
What's the next song we're going to do?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this one is Jimmy's favorite song, and we're going to dedicate it to Jimmy and Alex.
All I Want for Christmas?
All I Want for Christmas. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. All I Want for Christmas.
That's Mariah Carey.
By Mariah.
This is going to be great.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Welcome back to the studio. We're here in downtown Clearwater at WTAN Radio, and we are on the Brian Cash Claus Radio Show. We're here every Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We have two guests in the studios. One is Tony Petrowski, and the other one is James Paul Davis III. And we just found out that there is axe throwing going on in downtown Clearwater, and there's axe throwing going on in Dunedin. Did you guys know that?
No.
Did you know that, Tony?
Nope.
Well, we do. We have a restaurant over here in Clearwater. It's called World Class Axe Throwing Venue and Lounge. Brian just handed this to me, and you believe you can go in there, boys? Got to be 8 years old. You got to have your parents' consent.
I'm seven, so I can't go.
Well, you can watch. But you can throw axes at the wall.
Me too.
Is that amazing or what? And I read this thing, and I read the brochure about axe throwing in Clearwater and Dunedin, and guess what I found out? You can drink while you're throwing axes.
Nice. Perfect.
That's my kind of place.
And flip-flops too, I'm sure.
Can you imagine what the walls look like?
Yeah.
Papa, stop stealing my...
I'm getting accused of stealing the microphone from the 7-year-old.
Are you hogging the microphone?
Aren't you glad we don't have axes in the WTAN studio?
If they did, I'll rush
you. Poor Lola, into the walls.
Poor Lola would be running up the hall going, going on in there?
She might catch one in the back.
Well, WTAN Radio allows us to go on the air and cut up every week on Thursday afternoons at 3. And Brian's out there working the neighborhood, meeting small businessmen, turning big businessmen, because they support the American economy.
Yep.
And he's got a really cool book.
And he's throwing some axes, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Look out.
Papa.
But the axe throwing, you can go walk in, but they like to do it by appointment. It's open 7 days a week. The venues are on Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete, and then there's another one on Myrtle Avenue in Clearwater. So stop over and check out the axe throwing. You can call the station here at 727-441-3000, and we'll give you some more information. Or you can pick up the Brian Cash Claws coupon book, spread out all over Clearwater, Dunedin, up into Tarpon Springs, over into Wesley Chapel now. But how many, 144,000, 100,000, 50,000, how many books go out every month?
Oh, we have 70,000, but we have about 1,400 locations.
1,400 locations to pick up the book?
Yeah.
And
from
it's full of coupons.
From Tarpon to St. Pete, all in between, all the way out to Tampa now, and Wesley Chapel.
Well, that's great. That's super cool. And if you guys ever want to come out and try it X-Roy, I think it's pretty good. Here in the Dunedin area, we've got a Scottish... ethnic thing. You got the high school that has, they wear kilts when they do their band. So this is how this blossomed, and yep, they actually get full-size manly axes. I'm not taking my wife there, folks.
Don't turn around, at least.
And she's in the room with me right now.
Yep. It's a new play. Actually, this is a new thing I've seen on TV even a couple times.
Yeah,
new places are opening.
It's been out about a year or two. I've seen it too, and they have a mobile cart.
Mm-hmm.
They actually drive around on a trailer with this mobile cart where you get in there and you throw axes at the wall.
Wow. Well, and it's a sport. I mean, for years. I mean, I don't know if I'd be any good at it.
It's not something I would run towards.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that place. You have to throw axes at a target.
Yeah.
It's like bow and arrow shooting.
Yeah.
Yes.
But bow and arrow shooting is more dangerous, so it has to cost higher levels of ages to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you're the expert, I'll tell you. Where do you learn all this stuff?
The internet.
He learns it from the internet.
All right.
Interwebs. That's right.
That is awesome.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So got to go check out some axe throwing. Be maybe a good, great Christmas present for somebody to get a gift certificate so they have some activities to do. That would be awesome. And they are just opened over here in Clearwater, guys. Locally. What's the address one more time, Alex?
Yeah, there's two locations. There's one in Clearwater at 2360 Central Avenue, and the second location is in Clearwater, right around the corner from where we're at now, at 709 North Myrtle.
Yep, directly actually across the street from the station, so 709 North Myrtle. That's their newer location.
Yeah, remember the name, Hatchet Hangout. HatchetHangout.com. You can get all the information you need, rates, hours, do your reservation.
All right. HatchetHangout.com. Check it out, guys.
I don't think I'll forget that name too soon.
Hatchet Hangout.
Wow.
Mm. All right.
Guess what I'm going to go do tonight, huh?
So do we have Jesus on the line?
Like a fun place.
No, we do not. Right. Never mind. I think we have Gary on the line, though, from the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, Gary.
Ooh, the Boy Scouts. My dad was a Boy Scout when he was a kid.
Me too.
A lot of Boy Scouts.
Hey, Gary. How you doing?
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hello, Gary. How you doing? We have some young men in the studio with us today, Tony and Jimmy.
Hi.
Hi.
Potential Weblos.
Seven?
You're good. You're good to go.
Yes. I've been to this place when I was a baby.
There you go.
And how old are you, Jimmy?
He's
I'm
nine.
Ten.
He's 10.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Another Weblos.
Weblos.
Mm. All right. So what you got going on, Gary?
Well, I was just checking out some stuff here, and I got the Space Coast Light Fest.
Cool.
Today.
Oh, today.
Cool.
So
Light
what
Fest.
Is that all about?
Okay, that is, the Light Fest is open nightly from November 13th through January 3rd, 6 to 10, at Wickham Park in Melbourne, Florida. And enter off Wickman Road on the Leisure Way. It's a drive-through event, except on the 4th and 6th of December. And it's private hayrides by reservation only.
Oh, that is so cool.
Private hayrides.
That, that might sound fun.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'm going to do tonight with my dad.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's a hayride. That sounds like fun.
All right. So do you have to get a ticket, or how does that work?
Yeah, you just call up the office, and they'll set you up, and you're all good to go.
What's that number, Gary?
Yeah, what's the number?
It's 321-720-4109.
All right, to take a special hayride. That would be awesome.
Ooh, that might sound fun.
Yeah, and it's like they have a light show on the whole route.
So where does it go? Tell me real quick, what is the route?
Like a pumpkin fest. Because last time I went to a pumpkin fest,
probably like Christmas lights, that type of light show?
Yeah, like a pumpkin Halloween Christmas type thing.
Yeah, awesome. There you go.
There you go.
What's the route it takes, Gary?
Let's see. It goes through Wickman Park in Melbourne, Florida. Enter off Wickman Road on the Leisure Way. It's a drive-through event on Leisure Way. And it goes through all of the lighted areas that they have, all the Christmas lights.
Oh, okay, over in Melbourne.
So, for what? So, I do it myself. You're funny.
And the company that runs it is called Space Coast Light Fest.
Okay, real quick, Gary, we just got to do this quick. We're going to do a hippopotamus song, and it's the Mainland Golf Club, and it's right there at 9445 Mainland Boulevard. Look at that. It's named after the road. But that's in Pinellas Park, and they're basically what they are is a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, they got like five or six communities all in that Mainland golf course. They got 18 holes. It's absolutely gorgeous over there.
Oh, yeah. I've been golfing before.
Nice.
Really good. And what is it? You, as Tyson says, I think, he says you drive for show and you putt for dough.
There you go.
You know, right?
Yep.
Yep.
So Mainland. How can we remember Mainland? Like, how can we remember that's the name? Good.
Because you can remember you can remember that by saying it over and over. That's how I remember.
Okay, let's all say it. We'll start with Ray. Say Mainland Golf Club.
Mainland Golf Club.
Miss Donna, say it.
Mainland Golf Club.
Young man, you say it.
Mainland Golf Club.
Mainland Golf Club.
Tom? There I mean Bob?
Mainland Golf Club.
Mainland Golf Club. And ask for Tyson, too. You remember Tyson? Mike Tyson, Tyson Chicken. Mm-hmm. Mainland. What is the mainland? Like, what do you think is? What would you say, Ray, if I said to you, what's mainland?
It's the focus of wherever you're going. You would find events, anything that you were looking for would be in the mainlands.
The mainlands. What do you think, Alex? What would be how we do definition for mainland?
It's the destination. It's the main place to get to. It's the coup d'etat. It's number one.
Mainland Golf Club. And now we're this song, and I would like you guys to sing to it, if you don't mind, if you know
that'd
it.
That'd be great.
We tried that earlier.
Okay, so ready?
Sure.
You ready, Bobby?
Yeah, we were close. Not even.
Good.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
That was beautiful. Man, I really got into that.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah. It was. Hippopotamuses. Oh, here we are. Look at this. So, tea times. Let's talk about the Mainlands Golf Club.
Ooh.
First, I want to start with, what is their phone number? 727-577-2797. You want to go to their pro shop, pick up a couple of clubs and some new balls. 727-577-4847. Look at here, 50% off on 18 holes. Nope, I'm going to move right past that. Here it is, the address. Look at Bobby, he's laughing. No, Ray, not that one. To the left, 9445 Mainlands Boulevard. Guess where it is? Pinellas Park, right up the block. I live right in downtown St. Pete, so that's right up the block from me.
And Tyson has authorized that if you buy $100, would make a great Christmas gift. He'll give you $120. And it's a great course. You have a pro shop. It's Mainland
Golf Club. Open 6:30 a.m. Guess what? Till 6 p.m.
Well,
wow. 7 days a week. So wow, if you want to go Sunday afternoon,
wow,
do the first nine.
Is it light out at 6:30 in the morning?
Yes. Yes, it is. Bring a flashlight just in case.
I'll take your word for it.
There's some lights on the golf cart, I'm sure.
Mainland Golf Course. Say it, young man.
Mainland Golf Club. And how would you actually get the golf clubs if you don't have any and you want to go golfing?
That's a great question.
How would you actually get a golf club?
So they have them in here. In the golf club, they have golf clubs you could rent.
They probably rent them.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You can rent golf clubs.
That's the greatest question
anybody. How many golf clubs would you need?
You would only need, it depends on how many people are with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like
wow.
If it's just you and your dad, you would only need two. If it's you.
How many balls will you need?
You would need golf clubs.
Wow.
Same amount of balls, same amount of clubs.
Yep.
I see a future in radio for you.
Because
that's the greatest question anybody could have asked. What happens if you don't have clubs? We rent clubs.
We rent clubs.
Right? That's fantastic. And I'm assuming they rent clubs.
And balls. Great. Yeah.
And balls. Great question. You have a question?
What is the main capital of New York?
I know that. Albany.
Is that right?
I don't know.
that's a Brian Cash Clause question.
That's it.
Yeah.
Why were the bombs bursting in air?
Oh,
proved that our
God.
Flag was still there.
Right. What year was that?
I don't know.
Right.
Everybody thinks it's the brightness from the lights, but what's the first thing someone does when you overtake your enemy?
They
take down the flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the fact that we were throwing bombs meant we were still fighting.
So what happened in 1876, Brad?
I don't know. It was 1776, actually.
Yeah, well, that was the next one after 1876.
Actually, it was the Civil War.
They celebrated 1776 and 1876.
Yeah, a century.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's Mainland Golf Course. Let's play another song.
Hippopotamus.
You want to play Hippopotamus again?
Hippopotamus.
Yes.
That's Hippopotamus.
We're going to play Hippopotamus again from Mainland Golf Club.
Can you take it again, Bobby?
Yeah. It's Christmas. I'll take it.
To Grant from Gateway Central real quick.
Oh, hi, Grant.
Wow. We had him scheduled for 3:45 for our radio spot. And hey, Grant, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, man?
We're going to play Hippopotamus again. We have a good job. There's a Mainland Golf Course in Pinellas Park.
Gateway Sub.
Tell us, actually, you want to pick a song we can play? What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite Christmas song? Oh, I'm easy.
The man in the booth is on the spot. Can he pull it out? Can he find the song?
Come on,
ladies
Gateway
and
Subs.
Yeah, come on. Please do it.
What's it going to be?
What's the song, Mr. Grant?
Oh, please tell us.
The first song ever broadcasted by space.
Bing Crosby?
Jingle Bells, I think.
Jingle Bells.
Do you know what the first word recorded was?
In space?
Just on a record. Do you know what the first song recorded was? I do.
You do.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Right. That was the first one recorded by Alexander.
Yeah, like, that's a takeaway.
Like who did make the record? Was it Alexander Graham Bell?
Was it Ginger Bell?
Google that. Who made the first recording? But anyhow, the first song was that. So we're going to play Jingle Bells, Grant?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Come on, Grant. In the spirit there. Yeah,
Gateway Subs.
Could have been Hippopotamus again.
Well, we're going back over to the hatchet
place. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, have a lot of fun. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
We are back.
Nice.
Good.
Nice.
That was a good pick, Grant.
Yeah.
Very good pick.
And Jingle Bells is one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
And
yeah.
We played it at the beginning of the recording. We played it twice.
There you go, because you don't want to name New York twice?
Because it was so nice.
Because it's so nice.
Yeah, it's a great song. Mm.
So tell us what's going over there, Grant, at Gateway Subs.
The Gateway's good. The crew's holding down the fort so I could come home and see my family and everything. We had a good 20-person dinner the other night. But everything's great at Gateway. They're serving good artisan subs, nice coffee. We got salads going on.
What's that address?
Mile. 3112 3rd Ave North, 33713.
Ooh. 3rd Avenue North.
I'm trying to think. 3112. How can we remember 3112?
Right below US 19.
What? 3-1...
Right next to the police office down in St.
Pete. Oh, the police station.
3112.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have actually also created a new customer. I have a friend who just moved into those brand new blue apartments right next door to you, and they have been over there to eat 5 times now. His name's Ricky.
Talk about convenience.
Yeah, I mean, they're right over, right beside. They can walk there.
Right. So next time Ricky goes in, tell him that, do this. Tell Ricky to say hello to Grant. Right? And what he'll do is he'll give him half a tomato for free.
Half a tomato? I'm going to go down there right now.
That's not even a tomato. Hey, slice.
Set a half a tomato on the side for me.
Is that okay? You can do that, Grant?
Whatever makes you happy makes us happy when it comes to the vegetables.
That's it. Half a slice of tomato.
And Grant, there's also an axe throwing. There's also axe throwing down here in St. Pete.
Right. Yes. There's a new axe throwing company that just opened up across the street from the radio.
Yeah, you have to be 8 or up to actually throw the axes.
Very good. What's the name of the place?
I'm older than 8.
It's called...
Okay, that's okay.
I can't read that.
So you can't read that? But anyhow...
It's called Hatchet...
We called it by the name earlier.
Have you ever seen those places that are opening?
Hatch and Hangout.
What do you think about throwing an axe?
I like throwing an axe. I like chopping wood with the axe.
Last
night because the weather was nice.
Well, you know, that's how, what's his name? The guy from, he did the workout. Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. That was his big deal. While the other guy was using all the fancy equipment, he was using chopping wood and all the stuff that was old-fashioned.
Primal.
So, So, what's your favorite sub, Grant?
My favorite sub is the Bricer. It's buffalo chicken salad, provolone layer down to protect the bread a little bit between the buffalo chicken salad. Sweet and hot peppers, crush up a bag of jalapeno chips, and then we slice buffalo chicken, and we wrap it all in on top.
Wow. Did I ask the right guy that question?
Yeah. Boy,
I expect you used to say chicken, and then that's it.
Slice it.
You slice it, you dice it.
Right. It's delicious.
What does it mean to you when I say come in as a customer, leave as family?
What does that mean to me?
Yeah.
So I'm
get hugs and kisses.
The human being.
Hugs and kisses.
An object getting in the way of my happiness. And I'm going to try to see that person for all the problems they got and all the good they got going.
Yeah.
Just give them the best dang sandwich ever.
Yeah.
And the message always is to people that are hurting that this too shall pass.
Of course.
Right? And anything you go through tough times, you know, if you just turn and just ask God to come into your heart and take this pain away. And then say, God, direct me to be the person I should be, right? So the first thing to do is pause, pray, and then proceed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, because when you're angry, who angers you controls you. So you want to be at peace, because when you're at peace, you make better decisions.
Amen.
So now you come in as a customer, you leave as family. But you know the truth to that sometimes is sometimes the people you love the most are the ones that can hurt you too, actually.
Yeah, sometimes we hurt them the most.
Or we hurt them the most too, right?
Yep.
So what you got to remember is this, is that there's nothing thicker than blood, right?
Yes.
Like this is what we have here right now. This is your great-grandpa, not your grandpa?
Yep, I'm great-granddad.
Great-great.
He's my dad.
But he's your dad?
Yep, we adopted Tony when he was just a baby.
Because you think about this, Grant. His great-grandkids are here. His name is Alex. He's my spiritual advisor. He always helps me out. And then you have his great-grandkids here. His wife is sitting over there, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Yes.
And this is family. You get what I'm saying? Isn't it? It plays into Leva's family.
And they need some subs.
And my parents tell me this every day. You can't control how others treat you. You can only control how you react to it.
Ooh, what did you like Grant, that. Did you just hear that?
Well, that's some serious philosophy. There.
That's serious philosophy. And the way you react to it is you yes. punch them in the nose.
No!
No, wait.
No!
Where's that axe?
No!
Hold on, where's that axe? I need an axe.
A
hatchet.
You literally treat them nicely, and they'll treat you nice back. It's called treat others the way you want to be treated.
Oh, my God. What do you think it is, Grant?
Did you learn something today? Good
Grant.
This is a lot of young man I've ever spoken to.
So who's right, him or me?
I think he's right, bro.
He's right?
Yeah. I think Brian learned something today.
Oh, wow. So I'm wrong.
Not again.
That's a first, Grant. We should mark it down.
Yeah, let's write that one down.
That is so true. If you think of it this way, guys, nobody on the face of this earth, right, can make you feel inferior without your permission, right?
Yeah.
And once you refuse to give people permission to make you feel bad, you start to accept yourself. Mm. And once you accept yourself, you know, you accept yourself, that removes barriers for you to be successful. Is that too much? In other words, the bottom line is don't let people get into your head or rent space in your head.
Yeah, be confident. Yeah.
Right, and it's like, what's the best saying we heard? I'm rubber, you're glue.
Right.
Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Yeah. Sticks and stones.
That's a good thing.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but wolves will never hurt me.
That's right.
Wow. Yep. Who is giving you this stuff?
My brain tells me this every day.
Wow.
And my great-grandpa.
Right.
Tex Petrowski.
And Jimmy is actually in foster care.
Nice. Okay.
Who's Jimmy?
Him.
Jimmy. Okay.
That's him.
But he's our family.
He's family.
For years now, you said, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's great.
Two and a half years.
It's not true because I'm living with him these two people are very nice and they're my permanent guardians until my mom figures things out.
Yeah.
Very good. And she will.
Yeah, and me and my parents adopted Jimmy from foster care. I have no idea how this works, basically. So.
That's good.
That's how it works, then.
Grand opening.
How you understand it.
Come in as customers, leave as family.
Yeah.
Gateway subs. In closing, let's get another song from Grant, who, if I just talk about like me being old and stuff, I wish my family, you know, this is a gentleman, Grant, right, who has a bachelor's degree, right? Three of his friends. What college did you graduate from, Grant?
I was Indiana, IU.
IU. So you got someone that can graduate with a bachelor's degree and have your personality as a great man. Any parent would be so proud to say, Grant is my son.
Thank you, Brian.
Now give us, and that's the language of the heart. I'm speaking from my heart. Every time I think of you, I think of how proud I am of you.
I appreciate all the support that you guys have given me.
Mm-hmm.
Gateway Subs.
On, call me in.
Let's get another song from Gateway Subs. Gateway Subs, well, Gateway Subs.
What do we like?
What do we like, Grant?
Christmas song?
Yeah.
Got Beach Boys, got Frank Sinatra, got...
You got White Christmas?
You got White Christmas from Bing?
I have...
But what one do you want, Grant?
Yeah.
Something by Frank Sinatra.
Something by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we play his White Christmas?
Yeah. Let's play his White Christmas. This is actually considered the greatest song of all time, by the way, by historians.
What year was that?
I never heard...
I don't know.
I never
1956.
I never was heard... It? Here I it never is. Heard White Christmas before.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to
hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Treetops glisten, children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Christmas card I write.
May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Wow, was that beautiful or
that
what?
That was beautiful. God.
What'd you think of that, Mr. Grant? Is Grant still there?
Pizza.
Yeah, okay. We have one of the, my oldest friends are here, right? And what he does is he does stuff on eBay. It's like your generation stuff, Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he still got the store.
Right, he still has the store. But if you went into a store, it's like a 10,000, how many feet?
15,000 square foot.
Jeez, it's a big one.
Yeah, and it's just huge. It's huge, and it's just memorabilia. And if you're into memorabilia, like Coca-Cola and all stuff from the 50s and 60s, he had something from the Dynasty, right? And he has chairs.
Like Mayan Dynasty. I've got, like, you know, stuff from pre-Columbian. I've got
just everything and anything. So you collect across the board.
Anything. It's like, I mean, it's, yeah, I've been there eight years now.
What's your strength? What would you, if it was your drug?
But just real quick, let me just say,
sure.
Grant, Gateway Subs. Thank you, buddy, for being on.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everyone.
Love you, buddy.
Can I
Merry
ask you
Christmas.
Something real quick, Grant? Grant, I want to ask you something. Did that kid impress you or what?
So much.
Me, I never thought that way when I was his
good
age.
Good philosophy.
That was that was good stuff. Grant, I'll say this on the air. I love you, buddy.
I love you, too, Grant.
I love you, too, Brian. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas,
Grant. Go ahead. And then he's going to interview you. I'd like to know... Because what he has is, remember, I thought when I went to his shop, I thought, hey, if you charge like a museum to go inside, you would be get your money's worth.
It's that attractive.
He has big chairs. Like
over and beyond. I sold that chair.
Wow.
Oh,
you sold it?
Yeah, I got $5,400 for that chair.
Wow.
A guy named Daryl Stokes made it in the 60s and 70s. A guy who lost his house in California to the Redwood Flyers. Right. He had two of them, and he wanted to replace them, and he knew the original owner. So he told me, and I knew it was a special chair. You know, I had it online for $69.95, and he made me an offer, and I took it because he knew. But I looked up Daryl Stokes Redwood chairs; every one of them $6,000 to $10,000.
Wow!
I mean, it was special. It was a throne. Right. I mean, it was really one piece
the
artwork.
Architecture.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
So tell me real quick, what is your address there? So
1698 North Hercules. We're right before the railroad tracks.
So you're Dunedin or Clearwater?
Clearwater. Clearwater. I'm between Drew Street and Sunset Point.
What's that, that Statue of Liberty out there? And guess what my daughter's name is?
Liberty.
Liberty. Liberty. And that's what made me pull over. He's given me so many referrals and been a friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been around since we started magazines. I was in the print industry a long time ago. Used to do motorcycle magazines and stuff.
Yeah. So what's the phone number there?
Area code 4901.
Say it again.
Area code 727-223-4901.
So let's talk a little bit about what's in there. I'm kind of curious.
Just everything that, it's like traveling the world under one roof.
So I'm a collector, but I like old cars. What's your story with automobiles and memorabilia? Like maybe the gas lamps that used to hang off of the 1900, early 1900s, something like that. Anything at
There's
all?
Some different things in there. I mean, I've got military...
I drive a military Jeep, a 45 Willys.
Yeah, I mean, I've got gas masks, I've got bulletproof vests, I've got biohazard suits, I've got, bulletproof vests. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, it's whatever you thought. Anybody collects. See, what happens is people travel the world and they collect. Everybody's different. The artwork That's in true. There is amazing. I mean, the artwork is amazing in there. If you want
so
to find
what's your hours that we can come visit you?
Well, I'm not really open right now, and that's what I was saying. I just wanted to stop by and say hello to Brian because I knew he was doing the show. But
so
I was
when you
deemed.
Open, when are you going to open?
Well, I've been going in on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 12 to 5. I have a lady that works for me that lists online. We've been listing online. I'm there all the time, different hours listing, but I'm not doing the normal store hours like I used to because it's too big. You know, I just can't leave my doors open and then be
Let
in the back and the
around,
front
right.
and people roam around. And I mean, I just can't do it.
Sure.
So I got to actually, bring more people back in. But if you're looking to go and find anything that's online, you know, it's normally under Slade's Trades, eBay, Etsy, Mercari, OfferUp, Facebook, Marketplace. We're on all of them. I went out and bought $5,000 worth of boxes for this transition.
So real quick, what's the? We have 2 minutes, so what's the website?
There isn't a website right now. I'm building a shopping cart website. It's
tradewithslade.com. Phone number?
Area code again, 727-223-4901.
Well, thank you very much. That sounds entertaining. I'm going to book myself
a
time with you.
I mean, it's amazing. I let people in all the time, and they thank me for letting them in. It's like, thanks for letting me through.
Sure.
And, if somebody's interested in something, I'm not going to pass up a sale.
Scott, pick a song real quick, Christmas. End it with the Christmas song.
Oh, I already got Jingle Bells.
I'm like Jingle Bells, man.
Jingle Bells, go.
Works out perfect.
Sponsored by
Slade's Trades.
Slade's Trades.
And the Lone Whisperer, 727-512-0497. To you and all my friends, Merry Christmas.
Wow, good stuff. Lone Whisperer. Okay, play the song. This song is sponsored by the Lone Whisperer and Slade Trade.
Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.